Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldana Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering how do you craft a beautiful flower garland. While I was traveling back to Dasarahalli via the metro on a hot summer day, I noticed a woman who was making a garland. She was fully into the work, and me sitting opposite to her was just zoned out on how fast her hands were making a flower garland using two different flowers. Usually, I would be staring out of the window and seeing the huge structures of Bangalore. But this activity of crafting the garland hooked me. What techniques are used to do this? And when did this art of making a garland of flowers originate? A garland, a decorative arrangement of flowers, leaves, and foliage, has a rich history dating back to the ancient civilizations. Egyptians used them to adorn mummies, while Greeks and Romans incorporated garlands into their festivities and rituals. Throughout classical and Renaissance art, garlands are a recurring theme, symbolizing celebration and beauty. Byzantine culture favored spiral garlands and bands of fruits or flowers. In medieval Europe, garlands held religious significance and adorned statues. Even today, garlands continue to be cherished in various cultures and religious practices worldwide, signifying spirituality, celebration, and beauty. I remember my grandmother used to make a garland of flowers once a week using her garden plants and offer the garland to the altar of our home. She used to make those garlands of flowers using baiya mallige. These flowers are commonly in orange and white in color. There are other variants of it too. When I was a child, I used to pluck these flowers and give them to my Mai. In Konkani, Mai means grandmother. As she grew older, she used to ask me to put the thread into the needle and she used to say, "Praizaliputa," which means I'm getting older, son. In a funny way, in Konkani. Do you have a similar story with your elders? Feel free to share them in the comments. As time flies, so does the technique of crafting of garlands. Garland making typically favors flowers with potent fragrances like jasmine. The intricate process begins with delicately piercing each flower at its base and then securing it onto string or bark. As the flowers are strung together one by one, the garland gradually forms. This meticulous and time-consuming craft demands patience from the artisan. Introducing different colors or types of flowers at intervals creates intricate patterns. While flowers are most common choice, other natural elements like leaves, grass, and even fruit, such as limes, can be incorporated to create a unique garlands. Lime garlands, in particular, are believed to have protective qualities against evil spirits. Skilled artisans can fashion the flower strings into various accessories like garlands, wreaths, or headpieces known as chaplets. Women often embellish their hair with gajras, which are floral ornaments. Various flower garland designs exist, each crafting using distinct weaving techniques. In South India, several popular types include Todutamalai. Crafted from the banana tree fiber, these garlands are common in wedding ceremonies and religious offerings. They range from 1.5 to 12 feet in length and 2 to 4 feet in diameter. Koruthamalai, made from jasmine and lotus. These garlands are threaded together with a needle and thread, often used for worship purposes. They are designed with unjoined lower ends. Neelamalai, utilized for housewarming and entrance decorations. Manikam Malai, typically composed of oleander flowers known as garland of rubies, due to a special folding technique resembling precious stones. In Madurai, jasmine or Madurai Malli is renowned for its unique garland techniques. Urutu Kattu, jasmine flowers are arranged in a spring-like pattern. Patai Kattu, flowers are woven resembling a metal strip. Normal tying, commonly used especially by lower income women. Kadambam, jasmine combined with other flowers. Malai, garlands worn around the neck. Tirumbipar, jasmine combined with artificial flowers sewn into a garland. It's so fascinating to hear about this ancient tradition of flower garlands. Talking about ancients, let's dive deep into the ancient Indian history behind these garland making. In ancient times, flowers and garlands held significant importance and were extensively utilized in various rituals and ceremonies. The art of garland making was revered as one of the 64 arts, enhancing the beauty of both the deity and the weaver. Indian literature echoes this reverence of flowers not only through their fragrance but also through mentions in scriptures and writings. In Vedic and epic texts such as Rig Veda and Ramayana, flowers are lauded for their beauty and symbolism. The Mahabharata, for instance, vividly describes the flora surrounding significant locations. Puranic texts categorize flowers according to the deities worshipped, with a particular focus on Lord Vishnu. Poets like Kalidasa further elaborate on flower varieties, colors, and blooming periods. Agamic and Tantric texts detail which flowers are suitable for worship and which are not, offering classifications like those found in the Atri Samhita. Post-Vedic texts such as Shrushruta Samhita and Charaka Samhita, along with the treatises like Pushpa Panchita Mani, delve into the classification and attributes of flowers. In Tamil Nadu, the Sangam literature provides insights into the historical significance of flowers and garlands in the region. Throughout Indian history, flowers have been revered for their beauty, symbolism, and spiritual significance, deeply ingrained in the religious and cultural practices. I'm sure you got value from this episode about how do you craft a beautiful flower garland. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast. And don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.